This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today we're going to start a new series asking Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula to make it purely for His sake and it become a plea for us, not against us. Indeed, al-ilmu hujjatun laka am alayk. Knowledge will be a plea for you or against you on Judgment Day. Why we're doing it, you'll understand how to obtain it and the fruit of it and your GPS, your roadmap to be able to be the best is the topic of this today, inshallah. And it's all about character, akhlaq. Why? Because the best of creation that was given, it was Wissam al-Sharaf, a medal of honor by Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula. Not the best of anything else, not أكثر مالا أكثر جاها. La. He said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula, when you wanted to give an attribute to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أنا, tell him what you're all about. The best of what? He says the best of character. So today we're going to talk about this character. What is it all about and why should we do it? And how to obtain it? When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he received the revelation, قبل البعثة, he was also known for his character. He was known that he was sadiq, ameen, he was truthful, trustworthy. What does that tell you, brothers and sisters? If you want to give da'wah in the West, I don't want you to shove anything in people's face. You'll be wasting your time and your money if you just pass out some booklets. And you do the exact opposite of what Islam teaches. Because we are all walking pulpits. If you think that people are just watching you because your name is Muhammad or Fatima, think again. They see Islam through you. They don't know anything else. Let me give you another mission stick. If you move from your place now and go somewhere else, your neighbors will cry over you. They will say, Alhamdulillah, this man moved out, man. No. We're supposed to be the exact opposite. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa jalla fila in the Quran, to give you the proof, why is ikhlaq is important? He coupled the ibadah with the ikhlaq in the Quran. So I want you to look at the Quran now with different lenses. Purify your hearts from any illnesses. And walk in the footsteps of the best of creation. Since he was attributed to that best of character, he was known for that, and we're supposed to follow. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Who's your uswa? Who's your role model? Somebody else? those famous on social media or whatever it is? No. Our uswa is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our khaliq, our creator, sustainer, is the one. He says, أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. Isn't he the one that created us? Of course he's the one that created us. So he says, وَالْأَمْرُ. So if I created you, follow my command. And he said, he's your uswa. He's your role model. Not Emily Post and Pinky Up and Posh Posh and, you know, عيب يعني. The tradition cultural. We take culture before Islam. لا والله. We're Muslims first. So let's walk in the footsteps of the best steps that ever walked upon this earth. And when Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala told them that you're the best of character, we have to be the best of character. Let's now go to the Quran to give you the proof of what I'm saying. When Allah coupled the ibadah, attached the ibadah with the akhlaq and the character for a reason. The reason is, if you're just doing an ibadah with no proof that your ibadah is working, you're wasting your time. I'll give you the proof, inshallah. When Allah says regarding the salah, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. He says, inna tawkeed. He says, for sure, verily, indeed, your salah, what does it do? Gives you more flexibility? Nope. He says, tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. It wards off evil and transgression acts. How? You see, if you come to this masjid, pray dhuhr, and you say to the brother, hey bro, how you doing, homie? Let's go pick up some girls, man, and come back for asr, we'll make it. And you come back for maghrib, say, my man, how you doing, boy? Let's go rob a bank and come back, we'll make it for isha, inshallah. You think this can happen? It'll never happen. Because da'ahu inna salatahu satanha. Even when some narration says this used to be drinking alcohol, but says, leave him. This salah will ward him off. Now, if you go to your zakah, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً سَفِعْلَ أَمْرُ. It's a command verb. Take from the wealth. And some of the scholars says, there's the chiq. Says, وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌ مَعْلُومٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. This is the zakah. وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌ. There's no ma'lum. لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. This is sadaqah. Take from the wealth a percentage that is known, which is zakah, alms, obligatory. Take from the wealth what is known to be right, but is not specific. It's mutlaq, not muqayyad. It's not restricted, it's unrestricted. That is sadaqah. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً. Why? Take among the wealth, تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ. تُطَهِّرُهُمْ. What does the purification here mean, ya Shaykh? تُطَهِّرَكَ مِنْ أَمْرَاضِ الْقُلُوبِ مِنَ الْبُخْلِ وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ. You know the shuh? You have it, but I'm miser. I'm hoarding back, man. I can't give it. So Allah says, if you protect yourself from your own self, your miser, the greed, the illness of the heart, hoarding back, I don't want to give, that's an illness. Why? Because the person that is rich, that doesn't give, he will live in this life as a poor person, but on judgment day, they will be judged as a rich person. So you lose both ways. So when Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala take them because of the wealth, they purify him from that, says, what you tazakihim? You know what is tazkiyah? Tazkiyah to nafs, your akhlaq. What else? Tazkiyah means multiply. The more you give, the more you get. And that's why people give in the donations. They will keep giving. You know why? Because they can see the fruit. They can see what happened after they give. So now I want to give some more, man, because this, you know what? Allah is the most generous. So the purpose of it is your akhlaq. Soon enough, we'll be having either a moon sighting or a moon fighting. So we will talk about it to prepare the community for Ramadan. And you hear the ayah all the time. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. Why, Shaykh? La'allakum tattaqoon. O you who believe, fasting was prescribed upon you as it was nations before you because of what? What's the illah? You have taqwa, piety, consciousness of Allah. And how? You see, if you eat and drink in front of, if you don't eat and drink in front of people, and you go home, righteous dude, mashallah, righteous dudette. And you go home, you close all the doors, and the only door you open is the door of the fridge. Do you have taqwa? No. So what do you learn from Ramadan? Just losing weight? Saving on your grocery bills? Well, the hadith says if you don't get the taqwa, what did you do? You just went through hunger and thirst and sleep deprivation. But if you don't get the taqwa from the month of Ramadan, what did you get, Sheikh? Do you need a boss over your head to do your job? Do you need a teacher over your head for the students not to cheat on the test? You don't need anything because you know Allah subhanahu wa jalla fiyala sees you. That is your conscious, al-muraqabah wal-muhasabah, your supervision and accountability has to be with you all the time. And that's why the Sahaba radwanullah alayhi majma'een used to teach your children before they go to sleep, Allahu nadhurun ilayhi. Allahu muraqim, Allahu ma'i. Allah is with me, Allah sees me, He can see me, He's holding me accountable. Now, once we get that, we'll understand why. If you've been through Hajj, may Allah accept from you. If you haven't, may Allah grant you an invitation. When Allah subhanahu wa jalla fiyala said in the Quran regarding Hajj, Al-Hajj ashru ma'lumat, faman farada fihinna al-Hajj, fala rafatha, wala fusuq, wala jidal fil Hajj. When you go to Hajj, and if you've been to Hajj, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Very difficult indeed. Even with your spouse, no beginning of intimate relations. Control. You're not a slave to any whims and desires. No. Jidal. Fusuq. You know, fusuq, lughatan, kharajat al-habba an al-ghulaf. You know, fusuq in Arabic, linguistic means, it means the seed comes out of the shell. But shar'an, when it comes to the Islamic jurisprudence, kharaja an ta'atillah. You cannot do any active disobedience. And that's why some of the Sahaba used to have two tents. One, if you want to talk about dunya, don't talk here. You go out somewhere else, outside. Haram, can't do it. And now, you know that person that took you to Hajj and promised you breakfast, lunch and dinner, open buffets, 5 stars, 7 diamonds, and the only stars you can count is the stars when you count in Muzdalifah, when you're on your back on the street. On the stars, that guy you're not going to even see. No, you can't quarrel, you can't fight. Isn't that amazing? The people who step on your foot and give you an elbow and they fight over and they build this and they want to cut you, all these people, you can't do anything. Control. Isn't that amazing? So you see the ibadah, the acts of worship, when it comes to salah, when it comes to your zakah, when it comes to your siyam, when it comes to your hajj, it has to be linked to your akhlaq. That's it. Isn't that amazing? That's why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the reason I was sent to you, among a list of things, he says, I complete and perfect your character. So we're supposed to be the best of character around the earth. Not anybody else. As Muslims, we're supposed to be the best of character. Isn't that amazing, Sheikh? So we have to have a reason to do it. We want people to become Muslims because they see Muhammad and Fatima. When people talk about Islam, they say, no, I know Muslims. What you're speaking is not true. These people walk the talk. I see them walking pulpits and Muslims. I know what Islam is all about. Not what the media is telling prevailing. No, not at all. As opposed to you, people don't want to become Muslims because of you. Could you imagine, Sheikh? Oh Allah, don't make us fitna for ladina kaf. No, don't want to be fitna for people not to become a Muslim. The other way around. And that's why Ibn al-Jawzi, rahmatullah alayhi, says, Man sabaqaka fil akhlaq, sabaqaka fil deen. The one that is better for in you than you in akhlaq and character, he is surely a better Muslim than you. I don't care how short your thobe is, Sheikh. I don't care how long your beard is. I don't care how many miswak you have and how many kufis. You understand? That's not, it's all good, alhamdulillah. We don't belittle that. But the proof of it is your akhlaq. And I'll give you the proof of that in the second khutbah, inshallah. Asking Allah subhanahu wa jalla fiyala to make us among those who listen speech and follow the best of it and grant us the best of akhlaq. Ameen. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد. Let me tell you another proof now from not the Quran but the Ahadith. It's too long. But due to budget cuts on time, we'll give you some tangible examples. There's something called the orange theory. You know when you take an orange and squeeze it really hard, what comes out of it? Mango lassi? No. It has to be orange juice. What does that mean? That means when you're squeezed really hard, the true colors, true who you are, will come out. Your true colors will show. When you're pushed against the wall, when you're pressured, when you're under the gun, when you want to choke someone and you smile, deal with them with ihsan. We'll talk about it, inshallah. But that's what it's all about. And the fruit of it is one hadith. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told about a woman, كانت تعرف. This woman was to make lots of siyam, lots of extent, like extra. Extra sadaqah, extra siyam, extra salah, qiyamul layl, not niyamul layl. We'll talk about that too, inshallah. But كانت تؤذي جيرانها. But she used to harm her neighbors. What did Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, أحباب? Did he say, لا ضير. It's okay. لا بأس. She used to do all this good stuff. What did she say? One narration says, لا خير فيها. The other narration stronger says, هي في النار. There's no good in her in one narration, but the other stronger narration says, she's in the hellfire. But the scholar says, not eternally, because she still used to say, لا إله إلا محمد رسول الله. But she had to be purified. Pay the dues. And the opposite is true, according to the hadith. The woman that just does the obligations, but she doesn't harm her neighbors. Good to her neighbors. She's here in Jannah. She's in heaven. Imagine. Can you imagine doing all this work? Staying up at night, giving your money away, doing your sadaqah, doing your siyam, doing your salah, lowering your doing all of that stuff, and in the end you end up in a bad place? For what, man? What's it worth? For a temporary anger? For shaitan beating you? For not remembering the Quran and Sunnah? Yes, you have the right to be angry, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا يأخذكم الله بالشهوات ولكن في تصرفها. Allah does not hold you accountable for that will you feel, but how you act accordingly. We're human beings. But how you deal with it is what we're all about here. Now, who does not want to be with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We would love to have lived with him at the time in Medina. We would love to have listened to Quran from him or learned from him. Or defend him in wars. Or stick our hand out in a sword fight to protect him. Or have an 83 arrows in my back to cover him in the hole. Or nahri duna nahrik. All of that the Sahaba used to do. We would love to be among them. Allahu Akbar. The best of people after prophets and messengers. Could you imagine? So understanding that, to see him in a vision, ru'ya, we would slaughter a lamb. Yani. To go to Medina, we would give anything. When you leave Medina, you cry. We would love to be buried in Baqi' and die in Medina. We would love to be resurrected with him. We would love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would grant him a permission to intercede for us. But could you imagine being with him in Jannah? Ya Allah. Allahumma rizukna suhbatu fil Jannah. Ameen ya Rabb. Allahumma rizukna. Oh Allah, grant us the honor to be with him in Jannah ya Rabb. So what did he say, Ahbab? What did he say, brothers and sisters? He says, إِنَّ أَحَبَّكُمْ إِلَيَّ وَأَقْرَبَكُمْ إِلَيَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The most beloved amongst you, to me, and the closest to me, in the hereafter. 50,000 years, where you need him the most. What did he say? الصَّوَّامَ الْقَوَّامَ التَّقِيَّ النَّقِيَّ السَّخِيَّ الْجَوَّادِ. Did he say the one that prays and fasts and all of that, acts of worship? Well, the hadith says, أَحَاسِنُكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. The one that is most beloved to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart and closest to him on the hereafter is the best of character. If that's not good enough reason for you, I don't know what else, ya Shaykh. You know Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of character, the best of creation. He used to make a dua. You know what the dua is? Among the plenty of them, is Allahumma hadini ila husn al-khuluq. Ajib. Allah give him the medal of honor that he is the best of character. He's still making a dua. Oh Allah, give me the best of akhlaq. La yahdi ila husn al-khuluq illa ant. Ahsanhi illa ant. Oh Allah, grant me the best of character. No one will be able to guide me to the best of character except you. Wa a'udhu bika. Oh Allah, I seek protection in the worst of character. No one will protect me from the evil of the character accept you. Ajib. Let me give you the final example and the homework. We'll finish with that, inshallah. You know, brothers, you can come in this masjid and pray five times a day in congregation. You can be half of the Quran. You could be the imam. In the masjid, you act like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, mashallah. But at home, you act like Abu Jahl waliyadu billahi rabbil alamin. And that's why the scholars say, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, khayrukum, the best of you, who? What did he say? Again, sawam khawam, no ibadah. He says, khayrukum li ahli. He says, the best of you, the best to their family. So the scholars say, if you really want to know who you are, ask your mother, the one that you put in the senior home, the one that you forgot about after you get married, ask her, brothers. Ask your father. Remember the one that put food on the table, clothes on your back, roof over your head, you forgot him after he got old? Ask your father. And ask your wife, ask your spouse. She knows who you are. Ask your children. Why the scholars ask? Because they're the closest people to you. You can fool everyone, you can't fool them. They know who you are. That's why Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, the best of you, the best of his family. And he said, أَمَرَنَا بِأَمْرٍ بَدَأَ فِيهِ بِنَفْسِهِ. And he says, I am the best of the family. So your homework, will finish with that. Your homework, brothers, especially for you. Because some of the scholars says, مُطْلَقًا مُقَيَّد. صَارَ بِأَهْلِهِ. Walked with his family, says it's his wife. So your homework for today is you're going to buy some flowers to your wife. And you by now you should know her favorite chocolate. And you're going to write a poem. I don't want you to go to Hallmark and get a card. That's the easy way out. No, no, no. I want you to write what's in your heart. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, رُزِقْتُ حُبَّهَا. I was blessed by her love. By Allah, give me that. So that means what? If you're close to each other, you're close to Allah. So if your wife passes out and says, who are you and what have you done with my husband? That's bad news. But if she doesn't, just make dua for this poor slave of Allah. That's the best way to start, by changing yourself, looking after yourself and your family, and walk in the footsteps of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be the best of akhlaq, the best of character. Ameen. Wa akhdam alhamdulillahi rabbil ameen wa salam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. يا رب انك الحمد كم بغى جلالي وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا في الاولين والاخرين وفي الملأ على الان يوم الدين اللهم انصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين وعلي بفضلك كلمه الحق والدين واذل الشرك والمشركين اعداءك اعداء الدين اوقع الكافرين في الكافرين واوقع الظالمين في الظالمين واخرجنا من بينهم سالمين اللهم احفظنا بالاسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالاسلام قاعدين واحفظنا بالاسلام راقدين ولا تشمد بنا الاعداء ولا الحاسدين اللهم احفظنا من بين ايدينا ومن خلفنا وعن ايماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك ان نغتال من تحتنا وما كان في من الخير فمن الله ورسوله وكان في من شر فمني من الشيطان والله ورسوله من براء وأعوذ بالله من الكره به وانساه وأقم الصلاة. الله